yourselves together. Right. Stand up and live your life. Right. The Twitterverse is trying to get the word out that we just aren't having Joe. But Twitter is fighting back. OMG, you have to support Biden. No. But Trump's the worst. Yep, he's shitty, but he's a shoo-in against Biden, so I'm focusing on other things. You have to help! No, that's on you. Good luck. Nah, I don't follow politics. But it's your fault! That's from Pat the Burner. Since Twitter is shutting down all of the other anti-Biden hashtags, we've been creative. Biden haikus is trending. I saw that hashtag Biden limericks was trending, but I didn't actually see the trend, so I think they shut that one down already. Here's a Biden haiku from Biden's hairy leg. Please listen to them. Believe women at all times. JK Alyssa. I took the opportunity to tweet this response. This is an old tweet from Alyssa Milano that reads, you can't pretend to be the party of the American people and then not support a woman who comes forward with her Me Too story. Tuesday Thoughts. That was way back in September of 2018, so I guess you don't still feel that way, right, Alyssa? Here's one from Fiorella. Death to the party. Never Biden, never Trump. Burn it to the ground. We ought to have some sort of contest and judges. Leave a comment if you want to be on the panel that judges the Biden haikus. This one is getting more likes and more retweets as we speak. This is from Yellow Vest America. Do any of these blue check geniuses realize that going back to normal with Biden will just produce another Trump? Nugent for president! Rah, rah! This is from Jeff at Spitting Back. I am not sorry for anything I have done. I heard you liked me. Plain old Johnny Gratz says, Nira pops champagne. Death or bankruptcy for you. Why are they angry? They let a few negative tweets slip through that aren't haikus, apparently. This is from Becca. Raise your hand if you're gonna go green 2020 so I can follow my fellow comrades. I replied, at least I'll be able to hold my head up proudly and say I didn't vote for the racist, demented rapist, even though some of the people whom I thought were progressives did. This is from Kyle Kalinske. As a left-winger who will not vote for Biden, I want you to know I'm 100% okay with you blaming me if Trump wins a second term. I mean it. Blame me. Then get to thinking real hard how you're gonna get me to support your candidate the next time. Maybe even ask me. I'll tell you. Continuing down his thread, we shouldn't be defensive about this. If they're blaming us for Trump, that's an admission that they need us to win. If they need us to win, then they need to make concessions. Own it. Have to say, though, all this talk of concessions, everybody's saying, well, what can we get for our holding out? If it's not Bernie fucking Sanders, then go fuck yourselves. Not Bernie as a vice president. Not some other vice president who likes Bernie. Nope, nope, nope. That's what Bernie or bust means. Even the best elected left-wing leaders in the country are terrified of the media and the club hating them. Why? They should hate you. If you're actually going to succeed with any of your policy goals, they're guaranteed to hate you. Wear it as a badge of honor. Fuck 'em! We should say that it's not only the best elected left-wing leaders, it's also the best, most followed left-wing pundits. What we have to own, Kyle, and Crystal Ball, and others who are coming out and saying that we don't need to vote for Biden, what we should be saying is that we all should have figured out, other than me, because I did figure it out, back in July that we needed to say Bernie or bust, Bernie or bust, Bernie or bust. We're not kidding. Jimmy Dore didn't say it. Kyle Kalinske didn't say it. David Dole didn't say it. Crystal Ball hasn't said Bernie or bust, even though she said leave it blank, which is the same thing. There will be more or bust candidates in the future. There will be more progressives that will want to say, look, you got to pick a progressive or we're not coming around. All of the lefty commentators have to agree that Bernie or bust is the only viable way forward. We are a minority after all, but we have to hold ourselves together and make as much out of it as we can. Yes, they need us to win, but we need more than just to make them lose. We need to win.
And solidarity is the answer. We have to form around the idea of leverage. We have to form around the idea of progressive or bust. No corporate sock puppets, no matter who. We have to be willing to state it up front before they rig it. We should have figured this out after last time. Yes, Kyle, you're right. If you're a left-wing politician and the media doesn't hate you, you're doing something wrong.